I gave a talk about experiencing the premental intelligence of the outer mind from being rooted in the inner mind. It's something that you should naturally be experiencing. Most of the time. And even if you do activate the ordinary mind, mental thinking, you should still remain both in the inner mind and in the pre-mental dimension of the outer mind. The additional practice that needs to be introduced is letting go. But it is a slightly different type of letting go, because normally, as you are letting go in meditation, you are letting go primarily from the inner mind. But here you are letting go both from the inner mind and the outer mind. So there's a practice that you should do with eyes open, such as now. First, try to reach a limit of letting go from the inner mind, from all those centers of pure me in your subjectivity. And in this particular practice, you are emphasizing letting go from pure me of consciousness vertically. It's like your base. And then you become conscious of your outer mind, which is basically human consciousness. And you are letting go from that place. Both the inner mind and the outer mind should be resting. How deeply you can rest, of course, depends how much you have access to surrender. It's not enough just to be present in the outer mind. You need to be resting. And you need to cultivate letting go. You can do this practice in all kind of situations. Sitting in a chair or going for a walk. You need to be consciously letting go. Sometimes you emphasize more the inner mind, sometimes the outer mind, and sometimes you forget that differentiation. When we speak about the letting go from the outer mind, on a deeper level, it refers to letting go from the human person, who is the center of human consciousness. And he's also the center of intelligence of human consciousness. Of course, the question remains whether the human person has been realized. Which involves several things. First of all, the external person has to become conscious. Then the external person has to transform into the etheric person, which is the byproduct of the internal person. Becoming absorbed in the essential channel. If the human person has not been realized, you can still let go from that outer mind in a somehow general way, so this practice is still valid. But when the human person is realized, the practice of letting go naturally becomes more empowered. There's more substance to it. There's a certain place for creativity here, where you focus your attention. For instance, as you prioritize the inner mind, your overall pure subjectivity that exists behind the person, so you are not focusing in the human consciousness, in the outer mind. It is still there, present, but your connection with it is very etheric. Of course, if you surrender in the inner mind, that will directly change how you feel in the outer mind. Something in the outer mind will naturally follow in that direction of letting go. And then occasionally you fully focus in the outer mind while gently experiencing the inner mind, and you try to let go primarily from that outer mind. Remember, the inner mind is the foundation. If there's no letting go in the inner mind, so there won't be any letting go in the outer mind. So the outer mind, from the higher standpoint, represents human consciousness, which is that base subjective. All of that is human consciousness, but it represents in particular that base subjectivity of human consciousness, which is like the space of subjectivity surrounding the human person. Then there is the human person himself, who is the center of intelligence. And there is intelligence. This intelligence can be mental or pre-mental. Now we are emphasizing the pre-mental intelligence. That base subjectivity of human consciousness is not surrendering itself. It is the human person who is letting go. his experience slightly in front of the forehead, in that upper region, but very close to the surface of the, you know, that physical front of the head. And he is letting go. In the direction of the bottom of the base subjectivity of human consciousness. Through what we call the frontal channel of surrender. There's the central channel, essential channel, and the frontal channel of surrender, which is reserved exclusively as the channel of surrender for the human person. You are just letting go. At this point, I'm not speaking about reaching state of absence in the human person. I'm referring more to a natural letting go. But letting go implies releasing different tensions and places where you are holding onto yourself. That's why in that practice of letting go, you need to also get in touch with these places where you are holding, so you can consciously release that holding. How do you release that holding? By letting go. The first basic step in letting go is a simple act of relaxation. So you're relaxing deeper and deeper as much as you can. But then you need to let go. Letting go is not relaxation. Relaxation is just a preliminary step that precedes letting go. Letting go, as I said, refers to releasing that holding onto yourself, and you can hold onto yourself on many different levels, even physically. But the primary area of that holding is holding onto your presence. The presence through whichever center it is experienced is holding onto yourself. So that holding has to be released. Now, letting go, as you already know, can be selective and can be holistic. You can emphasize a particular center from which you let go. You can let go from the whole of yourself. Additionally, there are two types of letting go. Letting go with support and letting go without support. In the letting go with support, the primary tool we are using is falling with exhalation. Naturally, exhalation in itself has the element of letting go, because it refers to descending of the vital force. So as you connect letting go to exhalation, you are linking all these centers from which you are letting go to exhalation. Meaning, you are not just letting go with exhalation by itself, because that would primarily affect your being, not necessarily consciousness. So you need to intentionally link consciousness to exhalation. For instance, with inhalation, you become more conscious in your consciousness. As if that inhalation, which is the vital force, actually attaches itself to your consciousness or to a particular center in consciousness. So there is this unification between that energy which moves up with inhalation with consciousness, so when you let go, that movement of the vital force, which is returning back to the source, is naturally pulling your consciousness downwards. Basically, simply speaking, exhalation is teaching you how to let go. Very helpful, a very, very simple tool that you can use. For instance, as you inhale now, Become fully conscious in your whole headspace. And when you exhale, let go. And you should experience an immediate drop and vertical deepening in your consciousness. But you don't want to practice letting go with support all the time. It will somehow cause you doing too much. Even though it is letting go, still you can be somehow too busy in that letting go with support. So then you need to move to letting go without support. You can move back and forth. There are no strict rules here. How to let go without support? Let me first ask you, how do you relax in consciousness? What does it entail? What do you actually do? It's actually not so simple to explain what you do. There's also that element of releasing tension or releasing that holding onto yourself. And there's this element of somehow connecting more to the force of gravity, which ultimately comes from the Absolute. Ceasing to control yourself, and so on. It is difficult to explain how do we actually relax, and it is even more difficult to explain how we let go. Of course, intuitively, you can understand the meaning behind these words. But if you try to explain what you do and how you do, then you don't really know what to say. So releasing the holding is part of it. Meaning stopping holding. Like, for instance, now, if you clench your fist, yes, you are holding. And the thing is that we are used to so much to that holding that we don't even recognize it's happening. Some people, for instance, even in this example, have a tendency to have clenched fists. Or different muscles in their body. But imagine that the tendency is being transferred into your consciousness, so your consciousness becomes like that clenched fist. And you are so used to it, so you don't even recognize it. Anyway, now, clench your fist. And then release it. Clench your fist and release it. Doesn't it feel better when you release? When you stop clenching your fist? And you don't do anything in particular. You just release that holding. But of course, letting go on the spiritual level from our pure subjectivity is even more subtle. The metaphor, the parallel that I am using, which is very appropriate, is putting yourself in a state of free fall. Like jumping out of airplane or stepping over the edge into precipice. You're in a state of free fall, in a state of absolute non-holding, and you fall. You fall, but you're not really landing. You just keep falling. You are in the state of free fall. And can you imagine perpetually living in the state of free fall? Obviously, it's completely different way of being. Of existing. But because our tendency to hold is so ingrained, so as you let go, now I'm speaking about letting go without support, and you fall. Somewhere on the way, in the mid-fall, you again begin to hold. It's like you try to control that free fall. So what can you do then? You let go again. Now from a deeper place, because we have already let go, we are already more in that proximity of free fall, which you try to control, so you let go of this control and put yourself again in the state of free fall. So there are layers to letting go. It is an art, and it is a beautiful practice. Part of this practice, of course, its purpose is to deepen the vertical dimension of your pure subjectivity, to bring you closer to a state of surrender, to bring you closer to the absolute state, the absolute I am. But it is also a natural state, meaning it's not just a means to reach something, it is a goal in itself. That is the only way to be. Letting go is the only way to be.